Can you imagine listening to stories of old people's photos 50 years from now? How terrible that experience is going to be? What's this, Grandma? Here's a picture of my breakfast. What? What a breakfast. And here are some shoes I once thought about buying.
Lachlan Patterson is the comedian.
Let's put that link up. That whole skit is so funny. You know,
and they're making fun of the young people today.
Yes, right.
Who are going to get old.
Right, whose whole
and
Facebook page is.
All they've got inventoried in their memory bank is selfies and shoes and meals. I mean,
the title of the clip is called "The New Old People Are Going to Suck."
Well, on that point, I will tell you one of the things that I have really, really enjoyed with technology is your subscription, Jennifer, to Shutterfly, where you take pictures, I take pictures. They're both isolated in our own cloud. And unless we both sit down and scroll through them, we never get an opportunity to page through them. And Shutterfly, and I'm mentioning them only because they're the ones we subscribe to. I'm sure there's other people that do it. Will randomly reach into the photos you've taken and send you a printed book of them every month. And then at the end of the year, you can actually order an annual volume. That has meant
that's a groove book.
Tons to me.
Well, and you do think about it. You know, if you have a grandparent who doesn't do Facebook. And a lot of them don't. They don't get to see pictures. You know, even between Rose and I, we don't see each other's pictures. So that's one way to share. Another way to share is the electronic frames that you put up, and you can load up pictures. And the grandparents do love those, and they're nice and big and everything. So my grandmother did not like them because she liked turning the picture over and reading about who's who and where they were at, what the date was. You know, so you don't have any context, but if you know the family, so. Anyway, you mentioned that certified living in place certificate I got.
Yes.
And that's kind of a new certificate. It's really a neat little institute. You get to learn about the challenges of getting old and all the solutions. So those are things we'll be talking through. But one of the activities is they taped our fingers together. They put popsicle sticks and put tape around our fingers so we couldn't use them as if you had arthritis. They made glasses to mimic macular degeneration and other eye disorders. And then you stood on one foot, you know, and you had to make a sandwich. And you realized, I can't open this jar. I can't spread this mayonnaise. I can't smell anything, so I'm really not hungry. You know, they just don't eat because it's too much trouble. So, we'll talk through some of the things you can do to keep them active.
And you know, we've even gotten to the point in building out our resources, we've started Rosie certifying specialty services that families can reach out to.
Yeah, Bridges, Connor with Get Organized with Bridges is a wonderful place to start. You know, if you want to have a safe place for mom and dad to move around, that means no clutter. And she's really, really good at getting you organized. And then Helping Hands, also, if you get to that point where you want a group home, she's wonderful at helping place. We actually used her for a family member, just great in finding a place for your loved one that you can trust. But another thing for staying home is resources. And there are many foundations and organizations that will help. I talked to Duet of Arizona this year. I talked to them this week. And they have 400 volunteers that they have vetted that you can call, and they will help from everything from going to the grocery store for you or taking you on an errand.
Volunteers.
They are volunteers.
That's huge.
Now, if you have a need, there is a waiting list, and it's a quite long one. So who I'm talking to right now is anybody who's interested in volunteering and being a help to someone. Maybe your grandma lives in Minnesota. Well, you could help a grandma here or a grandpa. You know, it's everything from keeping them company to doing maybe a little light housework, changing a light bulb. You can offer offer the amount of time you have and the expertise you have or the time, you know, just whatever you want to offer. They are open. That's Duet, Arizona.
All right. When we get back in the 10 o'clock hour, we're going to continue the conversation we kind of started In our first hour, we were talking about storm preparation for your landscaping and your trees. We're going to talk storm preparation for your home. It's my understanding the East Valley got hit pretty good last night. Let's talk about it.